This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go behind enemy lines and talk with Michael Sean Duggar. He writes for The Athletic, covers the Seattle Seahawks. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And, Michael, here's the deal. I'm looking at the Seahawks numbers, right? Geno's throwing the team for almost 300 yards a game, 296. We saw our quarterback throw for 500 yards, which was great just a couple of weeks ago. But Geno leads the league in passing. Tell me about this offense and what's the deal here? Because this is something I don't think a lot of people expected with Seattle and Geno Smith.
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me. Last name pronounced Duggar, by the way.
Duggar.
Before we start.
Yep.
I think you said not many people expected it. You know, I did. You know, I live in Seattle, obviously. You know, I watched a lot of the University of Washington and that offense quarterbacked by Michael Penix. And I saw how often they were slinging it. And I figured if they hired the offensive coordinator from that University of Washington team, Ryan Grubb, which they did, that they would probably come out throwing the ball quite a bit. You know, not to say Ryan Grubb cares nothing about the run game. But, you know, you hire a Pac-12 coordinator, you know, sometimes that's what you get to start. You know, a coordinator who also has never coached in the NFL before. You know, so it's not like he dipped to college and came back. You know, this is his first time being an NFL coach. And that just comes with some growing pains. Seattle has played from behind quite a bit, so it's influencing some of the drop-back numbers and pass attempt numbers and things like that. But even when if you take out some of their two-minute drills and some of the times they've had to just throw a lot because they're down two scores or whatever, they're still one of the most pass-happy teams in the league, and I think that's a direct reflection of the coach's philosophy in terms of getting out of trouble. You know, you learn a lot about a coordinator on, like, second and eight. You know what I mean? Like, does he trust that run again to get you to third and manageable, or does he throw a bubble screen, you know, something that's quote-unquote right, an extension of the run? Or does he just throw a couple stick routes, a little curl flat, you know, get 4 yards from the tight end, you know, instead of trusting the running back to get you four, get you five on second and eight or second and nine after you've already run it for nothing, you know? And so far, Grubbs, you know, kind of his instinct when it's second and nine, second and ten, second and eight, all right, let's throw it again, you know? And that's nothing wrong with that per se, but you see that with a lot of guys who come from college. That's what college looks like right now. It's a lot of shotgun runs. It's a lot of bubble screens. It's a lot of throwing as an extension of the run game. And sometimes it takes a little bit for some college guys to adjust to that, which maybe we'll see if he does on Sunday.
Yeah, we were joking around about Michael Penix Jr. He'll be the sleeper agent, the inside man. Who knows what some of those wrinkles may look like, and he was obviously the scout team QB this week for the Falcons. Michael, what about stopping the run? If you look at the numbers, we give up a lot of rushing yards. We're having a hard time stopping the run, and you guys are 2 yards per game worse than we are. Do you think that Seahawks will have a hard time stopping our run game, which was really gotten tight?
Yeah, you know, I think it helps that they're getting Byron Murphy, the second back, the rookie first-round pick, 16th overall. He's been missing the last three games, and their run defense has been bad the last three games. I won't call it a direct correlation because he's just one guy of 11 on the field, but I do think he'll help quite a bit because the Seahawks have really good front-line defenders on their starting lineup. But, you know, when you bring in the reserves, it's almost like a baseball team, you know, bad relievers. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you can just get bad there in the sixth and seventh or whatever when you got to play your guy. So that's kind of what the Seahawks have been. And Rendy, when they've had to get, you know, a drive that's 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 plays, well, now you're asking the backups to come in a little bit and they're just getting gashed. I think that's a problem up front that maybe won't continue this week. But one of the things that's also been happening, explosive runs are usually a product of your guys at the second level doing something wrong, missing a tackle, missing a gap, blowing an assignment, taking a poor angle. You know, all of that has been happening the last 3 weeks. And the Seahawks are really staying in their secondary right now. They just put cornerback Artie Burns on IR with a toe injury. They just put safety Rashawn Jenkins on IR with a hand injury. They might not have cornerback Trey Brown with a foot injury or cornerback Reek Woolen with an ankle injury. Damn near everybody we know by name, you know, with the exception of Julian Love and Devin Witherspoon. So it's really going to be incumbent on those guys to just do the simple stuff that run defense requires. It's being in the gap, taking the right angles, and then getting the guy on the ground. You know, Atlanta's been bad at that. The Seahawks have been bad at that. I don't know how confident Seattle fans may be in the run defense being better when the back end is so banged up. But I do think, because for me, run defense at that point eventually becomes just pride. Like, do you want to get off that block? Do you want to get that guy on the ground? Because if you want it bad enough, you will. So we're going to learn whether Seattle's reserves and, of course, their starters really just want it bad enough to make it a point to stop the run on Sunday.
How do they get their way out of this three-game losing streak? What have we learned about Mike McDaniel, or McDonald, that is, coming over? I thought early on, you know, the defense kind of took on his attitude, but these injuries you're talking about, I mean, you can only overcome so many of these injuries. Talk about what you know about the head coach and how he's approaching this.
Yeah, he's a really process over results guy. So even when they won their first three games and the defense was playing well, you know, he was seeing things that he knew, like, hey, if we don't clean this up, it could get spooky. You know, those are my words, not his, but you could just tell he was seeing the same things. They were really bad at play action coverage. They were just playing really bad quarterbacks to start the year, so they couldn't exploit it. And then, you know, they played Jared Goff in week four, play action king, pretty much. And they get gashed. You know, Brock Purdy is the best play action quarterback in the league statistically. Gashed him. Right? Even Daniel Jones is not, like, super bad at it. You know, gashed him. You know, so that was something that they were bad at for the first 3 weeks, even though they were playing well. It just, the quarterbacks couldn't take advantage. But, I mean, you know, offensive coordinators make a lot of money in this league, too. So that was something they had to clean up. And, obviously, the run defense fell apart for the reasons that I've mentioned. You know, so I'm not really sure how the defense gets better immediately until they get healthier. However, I am confident that the offense gets better, because I think their thing is really simple. Like, hey, this ain't the Big 12, hit the Pac-12 or whatever. You're going to have to balance it out and run the rock, like traditional runs, not bubble screens to be an extension of it. Like, give your old lineman a break. You know, Geno's under a lot of duress, leads the league in dropbacks. Like, use Ken Walker, use Zach Charbonnet. And I think the usage of players is a very simple fix versus, like, a schematic issue or tackling or whatever. So I think the way they get out of this hole, to answer your question, is to be more balanced on offense, generate those explosives there, you know, use some of the other tools in the bag. Like I said, they do a lot of shotgun runs and pure dropbacks. They're last in play action rate, you know, like, use more play action, use Ken Walker more. So I think that'll be the key to getting them out of this hole.
It's Michael Sean Dugar joining us, guys, our man in Seattle from The Athletic, previewing Seattle taking on the Falcons. So you think they maybe threw some new wrinkles in 10 days to get ready? Not many teams – we lose four in a row. We used to lose five and six in a row to Dan Quinn, but not a lot of teams lose four games in a row in the NFL. So a little bit of pressure on Seattle this week, is there?
Oh, it's a lot of pressure, you know. This game is kind of tucked away on a slate with all the other games starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, which is helpful for Seattle because they lost two of their three during this losing streak in primetime. As you guys know, that just amplifies things in either direction. You win on primetime, everyone's a hero. You lose on primetime, people need to lose their jobs. It's kind of the nature of the biz. So it's kind of nice for them if they can just get that pressure off in terms of just game start time, you know, because that does matter in the league. That's the reality. You lose four straight. You know, at some point, people just don't care about injuries. They don't care about how new your coach is or how new your coordinators are or who's in and who's out.
No.
You got to go win games, you know. So, yeah, there's a ton of pressure on them to avoid losing a fourth straight. In particular, the sequencing of this is important as well because they played three bad teams, three bad quarterbacks to start, beat up on them, played three semi-competent teams, depending on how you felt about the Giants, and they lost. On top of that, they played three games in 11 days during this losing streak. So now they, as you just mentioned, they had some time off, which is huge. So now you can't make the sequencing excuse. Now it's like if you go down and lose to Atlanta, it's like, all right, now you got the time off. You didn't have to play a bunch of games in a row, and you still lost. So now what? You know, they'd be running out of excuses, so to speak, if they lost a fourth straight with so much time off in between this and the game against the Niners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.